Search teams from the United States and Canada are racing against time to locate a submersible that's missing in the North Atlantic with five people on board. The vessel was diving to explore the wreck of the Titanic when it lost contact on Sunday. Planes and ships are scouring the ocean and dropping sonar buoys to detect underwater activity. A CBS News correspondent, David Pogue, travelled in OceanGate's Titan submersible last year. He describes the issues the crew could be experiencing.
GPS does not work underwater and radio does not work underwater. So when the support ship is directly over the sub, they can send short text messages back and forth. Clearly, those are no longer getting a response. So there's literally no way to communicate with the sub at this point and no way to know where it is.
MPs have overwhelmingly backed a report that found Boris Johnson deliberately misled Parliament about parties at Downing Street while COVID restrictions were in place. A five-hour debate last night culminated in 354 MPs approving the findings, while just seven opposed them. But many other MPs either abstained or didn't turn up, including Rishi Sunak. Opposition parties have accused him of being cowardly. Our chief political correspondent Nick Eardley has more.
One of the things that was quite striking about the debate last night is how many Conservatives were prepared to put their heads above the parapet and say Boris Johnson was wrong, he lied to Parliament, and we need to back this committee report. Ultimately, look, the result last night means Boris Johnson's career in Parliament is over, and it's extremely hard to see a way back for him in Westminster anyway. I doubt we've heard the last of him, but in terms of his parliamentary career, it'll be very hard to make a comeback.
Price rises in supermarkets have slowed to their lowest level since last year. In the 4 weeks to mid-June, the price of groceries rose 16.5% compared to the year before. Fraser McKevitt is the head of retail and consumer insight at Kantar, who put the figures together.
It is slightly good news, isn't it? And we've been a little bit reluctant before to call peak food price inflation, which, as you may know, is lagging behind the ONS's provided headline CPI rate. But with 3 months in a row now of a fall, it does look like we're over the peak.
Ukraine says Russia has launched another wave of overnight air attacks targeting Kyiv and other cities. It says 28 out of 30 Iranian-made attack drones were shot down. The air raids come as Ukraine continues its counter-offensive, with Russia also attacking some sections of the front. There's a warning that 2 years after a major review of rape prosecutions in England and Wales, victims are still being let down by the justice system. A coalition of women's groups, including the Centre for Women's Justice and Rape Crisis, says the situation remains dire. Our Home Affairs correspondent June Kelly reports.
The women's groups say there are still low charging levels, underfunded support services and extensive court backlogs. The latest figures covering April to December last year show that of 50,000 rapes recorded by police in England and Wales, fewer than 2% have so far led to a prosecution. 20,000 are still being investigated, and it's the same number for complainants who've pulled out. A government spokesperson said funding for support services was being increased and that it was on track to meet the ambitions of the rape review.
The former Chancellor George Osborne will give evidence at the COVID-19 inquiry this morning. Public health experts have already told the inquiry that austerity measures introduced by Mr. Osborne weakened the NHS. He disputes this, saying they improved the country's ability to respond to the pandemic. Sir Elton John says his headline set at Glastonbury this weekend will be a brand new show, different from the rest of his farewell tour. The 76-year-old will play the Pyramid Stage on Sunday. The BBC's music correspondent Mark Savage has the details.
On his five-year-long farewell tour, Elton John's been mixing big hits like Benny and the Jets with some of his personal favourites. But that approach is being thrown out of the window as he prepares for his big send-off at Glastonbury.
You've got to keep people interested. You know, there's no deep cuts where they're going to go, oh, I need to have a pee or something. I've got the set list down. I've got the rehearsal dates booked for the guest artists.
The festival opens its gates on Wednesday morning, and forecasters have warned fans to be prepared for high temperatures.